Hawaii's new mail-in balloting process has managed to increase voter response in a big way. But in some states across the country, the process has spurred lawsuits from blind voters who feel disenfranchised. We hear from the head of the Hawaii Disabilities Rights Center, Louis Erdeshek, about the concerns here in the islands.
The mail-in voting actually has pluses and minuses. I mean, in some ways, it can make things a lot easier for people with disabilities, right? Because if you otherwise have a mobility issue and you have to go down to a polling place and we have to make sure the polling place is accessible, here you can just pop it in the mail and that's the end of it. So on some level, it makes it easier. For some people, it does pose additional challenges because, the biggest problems I think that we're seeing are folks that are visually impaired, because you get under the old system, and of course I say the old system, you still can at least go down. Every island has a couple of polling places that are still open, so if you want to go down and vote in person, you still can. It's just that it's much more limited, and you can't go to your local polling place. Like you could prior to this year, but it's still an option. But the biggest issue we've seen in terms of obstacles are folks with visual impairments, where if you just get the paper ballot, then you can't see you don't know how to fill it in. Then you need somebody to help you, and then you lose that, the privacy and the secret ballot aspect of it. So there are forms available from the Office of Elections in like an electronic format. And so you contact them, and then there are ways that they can send it to you, essentially, via email, that you can fill it out the same way that you might in terms of using other kinds of assistive technology devices. So that's probably the biggest downside to it. But in many ways, it can make it easier. As I say, it's pluses and minuses. I mean, we tried to raise this to the legislature when they were looking at going to the all-mail-in system. And we did say that we thought they should have more in-person polling centers open, but they didn't do that. And then I know even after it passed, and groups like Common Cause and others were trying to get them to expand the number of live polling places, and I'm not sure that they were successful. So we just have like a couple on each island. So it does pose some challenges, but if you go to their website, they have a lot of information on where they have drop-off ballots. So if you don't want to mail it in, like I believe right now we're past the date that they would safely guarantee that it would get received, there are drop-off boxes located on a variety of places on the island, and we are told that those drop-off boxes are supposedly accessible so that you can drive right up or if you're in a wheelchair, it won't be a problem. So there are still lots of options for people with disabilities to exercise the right to vote. I've always believed that it's really important for people with disabilities to vote. You know, I've worked at the legislature a lot. I was a staff attorney up there years ago. I go back now and I testify on bills. I've always felt that it's really important for people with disabilities to be considered and counted as a political force, so to speak, so that it sounds trite, but it's important for their voice to be heard. And, the reality of how that comes about is that, yes, there are many legislators that are sympathetic to the issues, but if the more powerful they are as a political voice, then I think the greater the likelihood it is that their issues are going to get prioritized.
What kinds of things did you see with the primary?
In terms of some of the logistical issues and things like that?
Yes.
I think we did get some complaints from people with visual impairments that they were having difficulty getting the formatting properly sent to them from the Office of Elections. So we are told that the Office of Elections has, worked on it to try to correct that for the general election. We're hoping that that's the case. And I think that was one. I think we did get an inquiry from one person who mentioned that there was some issue about they didn't think the signature matched up properly on the ballot that was sent in, and I think we're still working with them directly on trying to rectify that. So, you know, I expect that there still could be logistical issues. It's not going to shock me if this thing comes off and it's not perfect. But I do have to say that I do think that the Office of Elections has tried to work cooperatively with us. We have some of our advocates that have contacted them and, you know, directly spoke about specific issues that people were having. And it seemed like they were genuinely concerned and trying to rectify it, sir.
Are there any issues related to the neighbor islands?
They end up in a similar situation in terms of there's only a few polling sites on the neighbor islands. So I would say that it's somewhat parallel to what we have here. But because it's more rural and it's more spread out, I think there is some chance that if somebody wants to actually go and vote in person, it could be, those issues could be a little bit more exaggerated on the neighbor islands. But if you look at the Election Commission website, they do have those drop-off boxes on the neighbor islands as well. You know, the other issue might come up with somebody that hasn't registered yet. I believe you can do a same-day registration if you go in person. I don't think you can do it online anymore.
Yeah, no, you can do in person.
Right. So if somebody with a disability, or I mean anybody for that matter, if they still want to vote, then and they haven't registered, then they do have the same-day registration. So. Not every state provides for that. So that is, I mean, I think they've done a pretty good job of trying to expand the ability of people to vote. My recollection is that the turnout in the primary was sort of like a record high, wasn't it? I mean, mm-hmm. I think that the percentage of turnout was really good. And so, you know, as you know, Hawaii has historically had a lower turnout. So to the extent that the mail-in system increases participation, I think anybody who's anybody who believes in the importance of democracy and voting would have to say that that's a good result. You know, from our perspective at the Disability Rights Center, it's important to be as inclusive of people with disabilities as possible, and to make sure that any barriers to voting are eliminated.
That was Louis Erdeshek, the head of the Hawaii Disability Rights Center, talking about how voters with disabilities are coping with the new mail-in voting process.